by my watch. Thank you for starting the recording, Chase. Perfect. It looks like we have a quorum, so I guess we can go ahead and call this meeting to order. Like I said, it's 6 o'clock. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll do introductions. I'm Robert Hostetler. I think everybody on this call knows me, except for maybe Mr. Salisbury. And I see Karen and Megan and Gary from the board. I see, Bob and Mr. Condit, Chase, our general manager, Caroline, Marie, Jeff, and Wyatt, and Janelle. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Okay, at this point in time, let's go ahead and open it up to public comment. Does anybody from the public have something they'd like to say? The floor is yours.
Okay, Rob, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know if now's the time to comment or back into your agenda, so I'm going to do it now.
Shoot.
So I was going to make some comments on the SWOT analysis. A couple questions. So what happened to all the comments that were sent in November of 22 to Terry Dressler? Are you guys using those comments now?
In what respect? Using them for what?
For the SWOT analysis, which you're asking for public comment on.
Yeah, the SWOT analysis, as it currently stands, has been finished. Now we're in the process of developing the long-term, long-range plan based on the feedback we got from the SWOT analysis. So we used the feedback that we solicited from the public, that everybody solicited, that they gave to Terry, to kind of drive the format for the SWOT analysis.
Okay, because I read somewhere here that you're still asking for public comment.
Yeah, and I'll address that kind of in more specificity in the president's message, and then I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I think Chase will probably talk about it too when we get down to the SWOT analysis portion, because there's a couple clarifying things specifically regarding asking for feedback from the public.
Okay, I'm confused, but I'll wait.
Okay. You said there was a couple of things. Was there something else too, Marie, or just that?
No, it all pertained to that, so I'll wait.
Okay. Anybody else in the public have anything they'd like to say this at this point? Okay. Hearing nothing. I know it's still a Zoom format. We haven't quite evolved to any type of in-person meeting. So if anybody wants to say something throughout the meeting, I think there's a button to raise your hand, or, you know, just they're all pretty consistently throughout the meeting ask for any public comment, or, you know, we're formal here, but I know it's tough on Zoom. So if you have something to say, speak up. Let's jump into item 3, the agenda approval. I think unless there's any changes, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Megan. Any discussion? Okay. Motion to approve the agenda as presented. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. 4 ayes. Motion carries. Agenda is approved. Item number 4, the meeting minutes approval. We have some meeting minutes to approve from 5:11. Oh, thank you, Chase. Did everybody get a chance to review the meeting minutes from May 11th? Anybody see anything that stood out?
Nope, I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay. Motion to approve the meeting minutes from 5:11 as presented. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Right on. Motion carries. All righty. Pull up my message real quick. One second. Okay, and I'll try to keep this brief because I know we got a lot of important things to talk about tonight. All right, item number five, the president's message. Tonight, in addition to conducting our regular business, we'll be spending time reviewing and approving our fiscal year 23-24 budget. I want to personally thank Chase for all his hard work putting this together for us, and another big thank you to Janelle for all of her contributions as well. I know for a fact that they both put forth a ton of effort gathering, analyzing, reviewing, and projecting all of our financial data in preparation for this meeting and for the meeting this evening, and it's very much appreciated. I anticipate that largely due to their work on the back end that the budget section of this meeting will go really smoothly. And I'd also like to point out that, as most of you know, we continue to be actively engaged in the process of generating a long-range strategic plan for the SDIC. Because we're in the initial phases of generating our long-range plan, it really didn't have an impact on this year's budget, although we expect it, that it will next year and into the future. And speaking of long-range planning, we're getting close to finalizing all of the project summaries for our infrastructure improvement project list. And once finished, each project and its summary will be posted to the website. And during that time, we're going to be actively soliciting feedback from the public. We'll utilize this feedback for a few reasons, but mainly to better understand the level of importance of each project and how to help. It'll help us to construct and draft an overall priority list. We have many exciting things happening on our website, including our annual calendar, which has been put on there, project pictures and updates. We've got some meeting minutes on there and all of our contact information and much more. So just keep an eye on our website if you're interested in seeing the latest and greatest. Chase has done a really good job. Good job with that, that evolution of the website. So Marie, I'm just going to bounce back to your question just real quick, or your comment. And I'm not sure I put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong, but we used the feedback that we solicited earlier in November of last year to create a SWOT analysis. And the information from that SWOT analysis generated some goals. And from those goals, we're trying to create a long-term priority list. And so the next thing that we're asking for feedback from the public is on our infrastructure, non-maintenance infrastructure improvement list. And pretty soon on the website, there'll be a bunch of these different projects that came from the SWOT analysis. And there'll be little brief descriptions and summaries of what those projects look like and what they entail. Just kind of 30,000 foot view stuff, not a lot of intimate engineering details or anything like that, just kind of concepts. And that's what we're soliciting feedback on how important are these projects to the public? How important are these projects to the landowners? That's what we're trying to better understand. Does that help answer your question at all? Or is there anything else you want to know, Marie?
Well, I guess the confusing part is I've been waiting for an explanation of how you wanted this comments done. And every time I pull up the meeting or I look at something that says we're wanting comments from the public, but yet there's nothing telling us, like you just said, I mean, there's nothing there. You just want comments. So you finally outlined what you're looking for. That would have been helpful either in the minutes or online or something, because it goes back to my questions of the comments were made in November and comments that have made to you or to Chase or to somebody else during a meeting. Are you guys keeping track of all of those comments so that they can be incorporated? Or is this like the starting over again and we're starting over with comments again and nothing that has been said in the past gets incorporated?
Yeah,
Is this confusing to you?
No, I think you explained it pretty well. And I understand. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So your answer is?
I'm sorry. Was there a question in there? I understand that you were asking that we should have been more clear on what we were explaining as far as what we're soliciting feedback for at which stages, because we've solicited it twice now. Once was to generate the SWOT, and then another time, which is coming up, to generate the project improvement list. Once that list is done, there'll probably be more public comment or we'll probably ask for more feedback for more of the items that came out of the SWOT going forward. But does that answer your question?
Okay. So not to take a lot of time tonight, but I want to make sure we're clear on this. So then at the next meeting, you're going to tell us, okay, now it's out there, you can look at it and we want comment back, or am I going to have to babysit the website? because I've looked at that website several times and there's not a lot of stuff on there until the day before the meeting or the day of the meeting. So that would be my next question. Once you get this list, the next meeting you're going to tell us it's on there and go ahead and make a comment, or are you expecting us to spend a lot of time looking for this?
So that's a good question. Expectation is that we have, you know, we will have all the project descriptions done. We're hoping to have those done before the end of the month. And once those are uploaded to the website, we can send out some type of a notification, whether it's an email to everybody on the list or something saying that those have been updated. But my other expectation is, I would regularly check back on the website too, just to see if anything has populated in case that email gets missed.
Well, it's just hard, you know, when you look and there's nothing there, you look, there's nothing there, you know, after a while it gets kind of redundant. But I think sending an email out would be a great idea. Okay. Because then we can, even if we see it 3 days late or 4 days late, at least we get it. You did that.
I'm making a note right now. Once we get all the project descriptions done for that, Marie, we'll send out an email to the recipient list to make sure everybody knows that they're on there. That work?
Okay, the next question and the final question on this is, who's working on these? Is the board working on this list? How are you guys putting these lists together?
Chase, do you want to jump into that, or do you want to talk about that later when we get to the SWAT portion of it? Because I know you have a lot to talk about for that.
Well, let's just save until the SWAT portion. It's okay. Going through the process.
Does that work for you, Marie? We'll jump on that when we get to that item.
I'm not sure I'm going to be on the whole call. I got to get out and do irrigation, so I might miss it. But okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All right, number six, company financial review and expenditure approvals. I didn't have any questions, Chase, but if you want to dive in, I'm going to mute myself for a second and all yours.
Basically, we've had pretty standard month. The only thing that's really off is we did cash in the annual U.S. Bank community credit rewards as about $2,225 this fiscal year. On top of that, with the current reporting, Janelle has requested $6,000 transfer from the state pool to cover current bills outstanding and foreseen. Does anybody have any questions?
No, I didn't have any questions.
I don't. Are you ready for a motion?
Yeah, if you'd like to present a motion, that'd be great. I just need to make sure we didn't text Amanda to make the state pool transfer once it's approved.
Okay. And I'm sorry, one more time. What was the state? I don't have that one, that screen open on my
6,000.
6,000 for the state pool transfer?
Yes.
Okay, I move to approve the transaction list as presented and a transfer from the state pool of $6,000.
I second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none. All right, let's vote. All in favor of approving the transaction list by as presented and transferring $6,000 from the state pool, say aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Thanks, everybody. Motion carries.
Thank you, Janelle, for preparing all these every month.
You're very welcome.
All right. The meat and potatoes of the meeting. Let's jump into the budget.
Can everybody see that?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, start here. So basically, this is a pretty much the same reiteration of last month's spreadsheet I showed you. The only thing I did is last month, it was the May reports were the current as of. I've updated it with the new reports, current as of June 12th. Mm-hmm. And as I put in the manager's report, I was able to get a lot of bids submitted over the last month for some of the big ticket items that we had originally talked about. Those are mainly the mowing. I wanted to bring that up. Most of the feedback sounds like we do want to mow the levee. So I put that in there, but I also added some in the budget for mowing the benches, which is not done as part of the normal mowing contract. And then we also received a bid for the cherry orchard ditch system and the shop roof replacement. As most of you know, the shop roof leaks pretty good. And it's about time to be replaced. If anyone's seen it, it's pretty rusty. The big unknown was the visual inspection of the perimeter and sub-levee culverts and tide gates. This was an issue that we didn't exactly know how it was going to unfold. I worked with the Army Corps of Engineers over last month. Rob and I worked with Omega Morgan and part of their marine dive team. We brought them in. We looked at the culverts and seeing exactly what they could accomplish with it. The cheapest and best option was going to be using a team of divers to actually physically or visually inspect the culverts. It's going to take some manipulation with water and using the sluice gates at certain times of the year, but I think we can get it done. I passed it by the Army Corps of Engineers. I talked to Shane Klein at length about it. He is okay with it. He does need a little bit of feedback from his upper ups, but he is pretty sure that it'll satisfy the needs of what they call a visual inspection. A visual inspection usually includes you dewater the entire culvert and you either go through it with a camera or some sort of a visual aid to actually get a look at the culvert in a dewater scenario. That was going to be, I didn't want to know, imagine how expensive that was going to be, but I think we've come to kind of a happy medium. And so that's in the budget now. That was one of the big items that we needed to get sorted out before this meeting. And so we did get that sorted out. And I want to thank Rob and his, you know, the guys he's worked with at Cal Portland too, to actually come down and take a look at this for us. It helped us out a bunch. The other items in the budget are mainly updates, insurance, work comp. Work comp's kind of up in the air right now because we did switch from SDIS insurance. It switched over to SAFE. And so we're hoping to have some money savings there. And the one of the other, since Chanel's doing the minutes, that used to be Lori, that was the office administration position. We basically just rolled it all into bookkeeping. And the taxes is one I want to have looked at. $1,650 for taxes that are prepared and we basically provide them everything they need is extremely high in my regard. I have taxes prepared for multiple companies and it's much, much, much less than that. So I want to have that looked at. And the legal is, I'm going to call it hopefully optimistic, pending no subpoenas or FOIA requests or that other stuff. It's basically just the board meetings and then some one-off issues. The last year's one-off issues were the employee handbook. We had them scrub and there was a couple other small things in there. And from that, it's pretty much kind of the same as last year. The only other is the FEMA LOMAR submittal. We haven't got an current updated bid from West to do that. So I basically kept that the same. And the GIS overlay for the assessment modeling, I've already contacted GSI for this, and they don't feel that a total overlay is actually warranted. It could just be done by a lot. So I'm hoping there'll be some significant cost savings in there. So, and the rest is basically the IFA loan payments. This is kind of a P&L and a statement of cash flows at the same time. Does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns?
I'll just comment. I think you did a great job putting this together.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I don't have any questions. Pretty straightforward.
It is. I asked you all my questions earlier, and I would just say I'm glad that we're going to continue to carry an unanticipated expense line 25K is probably 6 to 7% of the total budget, I'm guessing. And just trying to do mental math, which is getting harder as I get older. But I think that seems like a reasonable contingency for an entity like ours. So I'm good with that. And I'm also optimistic that legal at 12,000 is going to be enough. So hopefully that will be. But yeah, I don't really have any questions. Thank you so much, Chase.
Janelle or Gary, anybody have anything they want to add or comment? I'm sorry, Megan.
No, I don't. I looked over the information earlier and I really appreciate the straightforwardness on all of it. You did a really great job, Chase.
I like the comment lines too. They're helpful. Well, if Gary doesn't have anything, I think I'll go ahead and make a motion.
I don't see Gary on the screen. Is he still on there?
It says he's on there.
Okay. I just see the spreadsheet. Here.
There he is.
Okay. Hi, Gary.
Can I make a motion, Gary?
Yep, I would go for it.
Okay. I move to approve. Okay, so is our resolution number 623, is that what we're at here? That doesn't sound right to me. It should be like...
It's always been 623. I'm not sure why, so I've just kept it consistent.
Do I need to... Mr. Condit, are you there?
You're muted.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Okay, would it be 2023-623? What are we doing here?
Yeah, it should be 2023-623.
Okay. All right. How about I move to approve the budget. Let's see, how do you word this? I move to approve resolution 2023-623, the 2023-24 budget. Does that work? Okay. Janelle, did you get that?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay.
Any seconds?
Second.
Thanks, Megan. Any further discussion about the budget? Okay, hearing none, let's vote. All in favor for approving the budget. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Motion carries. And thanks again, Janelle and Chase. This was painless on our end.
And I really like that we had the preview last month too. That was helpful.
Hey, I think we're on to manager report. So on the manager report this month, as I kind of mentioned earlier, dealt with a lot of budget issues last month to get kind of straight away for this meeting. Right at, I think it was last month's meeting or immediately thereafter, we met with Energy Smart Industrial. They basically logged power curves for the Evans #1 rebuild we did. This is very similar to what they did last year. We're not sure the efficiency rebates available at this time, but we know there are some available. Actually, during that time, we noticed the mechanical components of the siphon breaker on Evans #4 had broken, and it caused it to malfunction and actually lost the lower half of the flapper valve, which essentially creates the siphon break. And the Evans #3, I started taking basically all of the siphon breakers apart at the time, and it has a bent component in it, And basically at this time, I'm going to go through all the siphon breakers in the district and start taking them apart to make sure they're in operation. The challenging thing with the siphon breakers is if the discharge lines aren't submerged, it will naturally break the siphon just by having a open air discharge line, which the Evans are most of the time. And so it actually wasn't a full reverse siphon that we've seen at the Cherry before. It was actually just the pipe didn't fully drain. And when we saw it at the time, the Cherry's discharge pipe is fully submerged at all times. And so if the siphon breaker doesn't work on those, they will actually start flowing backwards. And then during the high water we had here a month ago, the north siphon breakers are the ones that will start flowing backwards, because that energy dissipator at the end of the discharge lines is a lot lower than the Evans. And so it's more susceptible to it. So my plan is just to go through all of them, hoping to order all the components at once. As I've reported previously, this company that has a sole patent on these things is out of the California, and they have been extremely difficult to deal with in the past, and there's not a lot of other options out there at this time. I'm hoping things have changed. I did call down there last month, trying to not talk to the person that I had talked to before, and unfortunately that individual is still there and in the same position. And so hoping once I have an order, we'll get a better response, but cautiously optimistic. We did mow that the access roads on the crown of the levee, mainly to the Sternberg, Hovind, Johnson pumps, and also along the Smith and Honeyman out to the Santosh. This is kind of the road that was, I guess, bladed in last fall along the Santosh from the spoils from several years prior. We're basically keeping these roads open now because this allows us to see the Santosh basically from the Johnson to the Evans Slough, which is very good. This is where we removed some of those logs last year. So we're just trying to keep everything open from the overgrowing. We already touched on budget. I kind of already touched on the culvert, visual inspection of the culverts. The Evans pumps are basically the same they've been for the last several years. Same with the Johnson, Sternberg, the Honeyman's on. The Cherry and the North pumps, I've been working with the landowners and the current leaser of the farm. We've been turning pumps off and on for irrigation, essentially. They've been pumping out of some of the ditches, and so we're just basically letting them, they want to use it for irrigation, it's great. Mowing to the perimeter levee, I went ahead and did schedule him for early July. He's basically moving kind of south to north. He's starting in Savi's Island and coming to us next. The tow drains, they're still on there because that's an issue that we need to keep focused on. The employee handbook from last month, it was distributed, signed by all, meaning JR and I, and it's in our company files. There hasn't been, I have not received any updates yet on the 408s. From the only 408 currently in process is a Cadman. Let me jump back here real quick. Okay, I'm gonna make sure I'm like jumping ahead of the accreditation. Lomar, we still have not heard word back from the city of Scappoose or county regarding the maps, and we're not sure if Wes has completed what would be the end of their contract, which would be the memo. And so I was hoping we would have heard something by now, but it sounds like it's still in process. And I think I skipped something here. Oh, so the best practices. As we touched on earlier, so the strategic planning process and basically, so the kind of the three steps through that is we did the SWOT analysis, which received feedback from multiple members, stakeholders. And then the second part of that was once the board got together, we developed the goals and then we again solicited feedback. At that time, we had not received any feedback from anybody. So we went ahead and accepted the goals, tweaked them a little bit. And then we created the priority list and a I guess, a basic time frame. And one of those, the next time frame in that is the infrastructure, I guess it would be non-maintenance infrastructure improvement list, and then also the O&M manual. It's kind of the next step in that process, and that's what we're trying to get finalized up. And then we'll put it out on the website. We'll send out an email to the distribution list, and then we'll start to actively solicit feedback once we have those documents completed. And as Rob mentioned earlier, hope to have those tied up at the latest by the end of the month. I have worked on them. I have actually started taking some of the projects that I've heard and I've come up with and kind of putting a narrative behind them. But once we get that initial draft done, that's when I'd like to reach out to basically everyone and see if it's, if they have projects, what those projects entail, why they would like to see those projects. And so we could get information basically to provide to the board. And that's basically the step in the process. We are at that stage, or at this stage right now. Does anybody have questions on that?
Rob, I have a question.
Shoot.
Just the question I asked earlier. Who's all working on this, these infrastructure and whatever you're, and the O&M? Is it just you, Chase, or is there other people working on this with you at this point?
It is just basically just me at this time, and I'm typing up kind of the narratives and just stuff that I've heard from members and everybody else. And then I kind of want that to be the catalyst that starts the conversation, and then hopefully we can get other people involved.
You're adding stuff in there that you've talked to other people about?
Just heard off, but stuff that I've also come up with.
Okay, so you're incorporating comments that the rest of us have made throughout time, too.
Yeah, throughout time. You know, just from my time here, which has only been several years, but a couple years.
So what's been said at meetings or in person or whatever, you're
correct,
incorporating stuff. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have any comments about the where we're at in the long range planning?
Okay, stormwater master plan. So the city staff, based the city works division, presented the stormwater master plan for approval on May 1st. Was the first reading because it was adopted by, it wasn't resolution, it was a different one that takes two readings. And then it was adopted by council on May 15th. There really wasn't any changes to the master plan after comments were, or their original presentation was back in April. It was part of a 498-page city agenda packet. It's, the plan itself was only about 258 pages without the utility rate study. And I have contacted the city, and they have given me a link to download the actual PDF document, but it's extremely large, and the computer at the office basically times out before I get it all downloaded, and so I'm still trying to get my hands on that. But I have looked through it quite extensively for the document that's available to the public through the agenda packet. There's a lot in it. Basically, they're just trying to get standing water out of the city as quickly as possible. And not only on our side of the Highway 30, but the other side as well. And then some of the properties up behind the Fred Meyers, the new subdivisions up there. There's some concerning things in there, and there's other things that are actually, I guess, a benefit in a way. And I guess I'm not sure. I know there's been some of the board that's looked at it. There is an analysis based on the rate of flow. It's part of the hydraulic modeling that went into it. And I still haven't had a chance to look through that extensively. They're basically about four problem areas. The obvious, you know, the Miller Road, Sunset Loop, kind of that north of East Columbia, and then over by the Elm Street subdivisions. The lower lying areas of the east side of Scappoose, if you will, where everybody knows they're having, you know, stormwater issues. The infiltration facilities are not operating as I guess they would like to have hoped. So their next option is basically just take that water and get rid of it as quickly as possible. But where I see it going, I don't know how it's going to just get out of there. So it's, but I'm not an engineer. And so it's something that probably the whole board should take a look at and just kind of try to wrap their head around it. I kind of missed it. It was in the council meeting packet, but it was buried in the agenda. And there's a lot of other people that I think missed it as well. I think that was by design, but that's just my personal opinion. Because I know there was a lot of people tracking this, not just SDIC people, but mainly with the utility rate discussions that were going on and some of the proposed, I guess, rate increases. And so it's a pretty big package. There's a lot to wrap your mind around. Anybody have any questions on that? Nope. I don't have any update on rental home or legal. Jeff, do you have anything to add to legal?
No, on that front, things are blissfully quiet.
Okay. Do you have anything on the rental home? Karen, did you?
Just that the rent was received right on time, which is good. She's going to do the walkthrough with the tenant in July. And then there was a mention made last time about the walkthrough and how I think Gary mentioned that it would be better if we had the walkthrough prior to the time where we need to decide about, you know, lease renewals and rent increases and that kind of thing. And so I mentioned that to Harlow and she said that sounded good. So Chase, I'm wondering if you might add that to our master calendar of, you know, notes that we need to remember is making sure that we get a walkthrough on the property like in May. That makes more sense, actually. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was Mercury the last thing?
Yes, and I have not received any feedback from the DEQ at this time. As I've mentioned before, they're in the middle of a temperature TMDL, which is taking, it has kind of jumped to the top of their list. And so, and they had said that the mercury TMDLs would probably be pushed back to deal with the temperature TMDLs, which we're not part of yet. So,
well, good. Hopefully,
when it comes to the stormwater master plan, that's a lot of pages. Is it an unreasonable request for me to ask that the most pertinent pages be sent to us?
Yeah, when I get the standalone document, which they've offered to me, and I'm just trying to, it's about 250 some pages of what I call kind of the meat and potatoes of the actual stormwater plan. I didn't ask for the utility rate plan because I mean, it doesn't really affect us, but the actual stormwater master plan, once I have that, I will put it into SharePoint. And so you will be able to view it through your Microsoft 365 account.
Okay. The whole thing.
Yes.
Okay. So my question was, is it possible to have the most pertinent pages sent to us or maybe highlighted or somehow meant, you know, I mean, let me ask you this. Let's back this up. Do you think it's important for board members to read the entire report?
Not the entire report, no. Because mm-hmm. there's parts of it that deal with the west side of Scappoose, like Scappoose Creek and stuff. I actually think Jeff sent an email that highlighted his points on it.
Yes, and I read that page.
Had a chance to cross-reference that. But the problem is when I get the actual report, it's going to change.
Okay.
Those page numbers were associated with specifically the May 15th, 2023 city council meeting. And inside of that meeting packet, there was some grant applications. There was a bunch of other stuff. So the page numbers won't line up.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. If you think there's something particular that we should read, I hope you'll let us know.
I will. I can go through and kind of give you the cliff notes.
Or just, you know, just the page numbers. That's fine.
Yeah, like areas that need to be tracked.
Things that we should really, really pertain to SDIC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Well, maybe one.
I would agree with Karen on that. I mean, in some cases, you know, maybe not all of us want to go through 250 pages. If there's some that could be highlighted or we could be directed to, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, sorry, Gary, I didn't mean to talk over you. Yeah, and I was just going to say one thing too that I might suggest is that if you once you get the standalone document, if you want to, you know, if there's any board member that'd like to volunteer, or Chase, if you'd like somebody's help to kind of go through that, sit down and look through it and, you know, create some type of a summary and highlight and bullet point and so on and so forth, I'd be happy to volunteer to help out with that process if you need it, unless somebody else wants to. So just throwing that out there. We can wait till you get the standalone document.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. That'd be good to have at least set two sets of eyes on it.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
For sure. Absolutely. Okay. Anything else in the manager's report?
Hey, comment.
Yeah, shoot, Jeff. Go ahead.
What I sent was I went through the whole thing and just listed the pages that had anything to do with the Dyke District, if that helps.
Jeff, can you say that one more time? My computer audio cut out for some reason.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
So anyway, what I did is when I read through it, I tried to list the pages that were relevant to the Dyke District. For instance, you know, the main description of the Dyke District is only 2 pages long, buried in there. Summaries of what it does. If you got into the calculations on everything, that would, like Chase just said, probably need an engineer to review it with Dyke District's interest in mind, if we ever wanted to try to answer the question of how much water is being sent to us by the city. And that's all I was doing. I was looking through it for my own benefit. And as I was going, I made a list of things people might want to look at.
Where did you send that to all of us, Jeff?
I think so. Did I just send it to you, Chase, or did I send it to everybody?
I'll take a look.
I got an email from you, but I see that it, I don't see any.
I actually had two emails. The first one was just how to find the report. And then the next one was my own list of I made my own bookmarks, if you will.
I don't think I saw that one.
Okay. I'll find that and send it.
Yeah, Jeff, if you don't mind resending that second one, I got the first one, but I don't remember seeing the second one either.
I might have just sent that to Chase.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the first. I don't think I did either. Yeah, I'm just looking at the first one you sent that says, as discussed, I looked over the April draft of the city stormwater master plan. That's the one I am looking at.
Okay, I'm looking here at my email, Jeff, and looks like it was sent to everyone, but it was sent old email addresses.
Oh.
No, Robin's right.
I wasn't using the Dyke District addresses?
No.
I tried to.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for going through all that and kind of weeding through the weeds for us, Jeff. So if you don't mind sending that second one again to everybody, that'd be great. That'll give us a good starting point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can realign. So like Jeff just said, it was part of the agenda packet, which was, I think it was like 490 some pages long.
Mm-hmm.
But we can cross-reference, assuming it's the exact same document that was included in the agenda packet. I can go through and update the page numbers. That should, or at least cross-reference the page numbers.
The page you mentioned, Jeff Winker, was page 198 on that compressed PDF.
Yeah, it's like 498 pages long, and so as you open a PDF and you got the page numbers, that's all I could do because it was too confusing to use the page numbers that are written.
The actual page numbers, I caught that. So page 198.
You have to really dig into it to find that.
It's interesting that
it would be best if Chase rounds up the actual thing separate. You might have to go over there with a PDF if you can't download it. I mean, with a thumb drive, so I meant.
And it really is a very minimal description, as you said. And
what's interesting is all the projects. And I tell from talking to Chase, he's looked at that, and I looked at it too, and that they're doing. They are looking to spend a lot of money to improve. And the other thing I thought was interesting is the approach wasn't so much the way Wes did it with the interior drainage analysis and big computer model. It was more like there's a whole bunch of pictures, and they just anecdotal staff and Chris, and they made their own list of problem areas, and that's what the engineer focused on, which makes a lot of sense, and what areas and what size pipe it'd take to drain it better or whatever. So that's kind of how they approached it. And then they made a list of all the projects to solve the problem areas. And it's in the millions that they're planning on doing over time.
Yeah, hence the rate increases.
They have the study on kind of like a reserve study for a condo, but it's all the projects projected over time, how much it would take in fees to pay for it. That's all in there from a financial part of view.
There, the last line though of this description on page 198 says that our pumping operations when implemented are not anticipated to change based on the level of development within the portion of Scappoose discharging to SDIC managed infrastructure. So I think what they're thinking is what they're going to do is not going to impact us. Is the kind of the conclusion I'm drawing.
Chris already kind of said that when you read it, I hear Chris Negelhoff's position that he has every time you talk to him about it, that, oh no, our infiltration, the water never gets to you. It's not, the basic, we don't increase the flow to our neighbor downstream.
Well, I think they say here that they expect that the volume might increase at times, but that they are going to mitigate the flow rate and duration of discharge so that therefore shouldn't be impacted. Our pumping efforts shouldn't be impacted.
I don't know if that's true. Go ahead. Sorry, Karen.
I'm finished.
I was thinking we have a pretty good plan of attack. I think we need to get the standalone document that Chase has, and then Chase, if you want to work with somebody on the board, or if you want to work with me or whoever you'd like to work with, and obviously pick Jeff's brain too, but be more than happy to go through, highlight all the points, and we'll generate a kind of a summary for the board to review and digest, and then that might take us down a couple different paths. We might want to get a second opinion, from an engineering staff. We might want to just have a discussion internally, and we might want to just draft something, questions that we have, and send it back to the city for their feedback. But let's not jump too far ahead. Let's make sure we get the standalone document first and review it.
Okay, fair enough.
So, good. Okay, so is there anything else on the manager's report we want to talk about before we jump into upcoming meetings? I made a note to myself to not assume that everybody's available on July 13th. So at this point, is July 13th a... well, I guess the first item is 9A, discussion about returning to in-person meetings. I really haven't made a whole lot of headway with the IT department. Our IT guy was off on a couple other special projects, and I just really haven't ran into him as far as getting our office in Scappoose set up to, you know, basically be able to turn it into a conference room so that we can host these meetings efficiently. So from a financial standpoint, Chase, I really don't have an update on that quite yet, unless you've talked to Todd.
I have not. To follow up with that, the T-Mobile internet has been working great. Like we mentioned last meeting, this time of night, you know, 6, 7 o'clock, everybody's home streaming on their devices. I would definitely want to test it first. But my other concern is the ability for people who want to participate virtually, being able to participate virtually. I know even the city council chambers, you know, they've done their homework, but even then it's, you know, if you're not talking directly into the microphone, it's kind of blotchy. And so it's, I think until we can actually have, you know, electronic devices set in there to make it functional, but I think we should test the internet first. Just a kind of a trial run.
I agree. And our IT guy said that he would be more than willing to help out. He's just swamped. So I'll keep on him. He did recommend some type of, I think he called it a voice over IP or some type of phone that you can basically mute your Zoom so you can see virtually, but then you can open up this phone number to where you can communicate audibly through this phone, which is how we do a lot of our conferences, our interdivision conferences all around the Western United States. And that seems to be much more seamless than trying to communicate through Zoom. So I told him to look into some of that stuff. He was going to get some pricing options. I just need to follow up on that too. And then I'll have a better update for next meeting.
Rob, this is Megan. I've got a couple options too for you guys to look at. It gave pricing as of, I think it was like 3 weeks ago or so when I got the information. But again, it would depend on the internet connection there at the office. But would you like me to send an email to you with just the devices that I know have worked well, or do you just want to hang tight on it?
Yeah, anything you got, if you want to send it over to Chase and we can you know, we can kind of compare notes once. You know, I talked to our IT guy and he can look over your stuff. That would be, the more info, the merrier. So absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is this a decision that we would be voting on as a board?
I think maybe down the line. I think the most important thing is to just, I'd like to just try it out to see if it's even a feasible option. I mean, maybe try to host one meeting from there, and if it fails miserably, have a backup plan. Maybe I'll try to host it from there one meeting, and Chase could host it from his house and see if it works or not. And then if that type of system works, then we can have a discussion about it. But I'm personally not married to either decision. I think there's benefits to both. And I know I've talked to a lot of board members and a lot of people from the public, and it's kind of down the middle. People like having both options. So I don't anticipate that changing. Jeff, have you heard anything new on the legal front about that? I think last meeting we talked a little bit about that potentially becoming a requirement from
is a requirement now. You have to provide an electronic option for people both to listen to the meeting and to testify. So it is a problem we need to solve if we're going to move back to the office.
Was there some talk, though, if I remember right, maybe I misunderstood, but was there some talk about some type of a case where they were going to require people to move back to in-person meetings at some point in time, cities or states or something like that?
No, you've actually never had to have an in-person, a solely in-person meeting. The statute has always allowed for electronic meetings, but we now, after the experience in the pandemic, are required to have that as an option along with live meetings. So that's the and that's caused technological problems, not just for us, but for a lot of other jurisdictions. And there was some talk about amending the statute, but I have not seen anything come across my desk in terms of amending that statute. Something might happen, but as you probably know, everything's all bottomed up right now, so we don't know what's going to come out by the time the session ends at the end of the month. But I will take a look at that. I always do at the end of the month to see what passed in terms of the public sector bill, so I'll keep an eye on that.
Well, I thought, wasn't it Susie Dahl with the county had mentioned last month that they were required to offer an in-person option to, I believe it was planning commission meeting.
There may be special requirements for particular types of state statutory bodies, and the county planning commission is a state statutory body, and that might also be true for budget committee.
Okay.
Which we don't have to worry about since we're not subject to the local budget law. But the general rule is still you can't have electronic meetings, fully electronic meetings, or you can have public meetings with electronic access as a required option.
Fair enough. Well, I appreciate you keeping an eye on that for us. Okay, any further discussion about 9A? Or ready to jump into 9B and see if everybody's available on the 13th?
I guess I'll save my discussion for 9A for another time.
I'm sorry, Karen, did you say that one more time?
I said I'll save my discussion regarding 9A for another time.
Okay, fair enough.
Anybody have any conflicts on July 13th?
This is Megan, and I think I'm good to go.
Okay, great. We'll have to check with Amanda, maybe via text, when we talked about the state pool deal. But how about Gary and Karen? How do you guys look for the 13th?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, they're all on my calendar for the second Thursday. So, yeah.
The only person that did mention a conflict was Janelle.
Oh,
I believe she'll be on a family camping trip.
Janelle, no, I'll be in Spokane for a work trip with you.
Okay, is it like the whole week or day earlier or something possibly?
I fly out on the 13th in the morning. And back on Sunday the 16th.
Okay, fair enough. We can, I think maybe one potential thing we could do, Chase, is talk with Amanda and see what her availability is too, because if she's available, maybe she'd be able to take minutes that meeting. And if not, then maybe we move it to a little bit earlier. So Janelle can be a part of it too. What are your thoughts?
I wonder if maybe we could just move it to the 12th now. It's a Wednesday.
I'm good on the 12th. I'm good on the 12th. Anybody else?
Works for me.
Oh, go ahead.
It's fine for me too.
Okay. That works for me, but is that okay with Janelle though, since that's the night before she flies out?
Yeah, I'm just.
I'm fine with that. I'm one of these who packs early, so I'll be fine. But thank you.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion, Mr. Condit?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, I move that we move. Is it moving or canceling?
No, I think it would be I move that we move the regular meeting for July from July 13th to July 12th.
Okay, so moved.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Move the meeting for July from the 13th to the 12th, 6 p.m. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Perfect. Motion carries. The 12th it is. And sorry to put you on the spot, Janelle. We'll I'll try to do a better job ahead of time in meetings to reach out, maybe right before we put this agenda together to check people's schedules.
No worries. I have it. The email I sent with the meeting stuff had my July and August dates that I wasn't available for. So
I was tracking it. But it's our monthly meeting has always been the second Thursday of every month. So it's if we want to move it, we got to do it during the meeting, previous meeting. So
got it.
Makes sense. Perfect. Okay. So let's review the action items on the master and talk about the master calendar. I've got a couple action items that I want to just throw out. First action item I have is a $6,000 state pool transfer, which Chase is going to reach out to Amanda for. We're going to email the contact group. Is that what you call it, Chase? The contact list or the email list? The distribution list. How about that?
Yeah, the notification list. We send it to... There are people that sign up, notified for agendas, meetings.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're going to email the notification list when our project summaries are completed and available on the website so everybody knows. We're going to add a walkthrough to the master calendar for the rental house to the master calendar for the month of May. So we can do that ahead of time before we do the rental discussion. Jeff Winker is going to send a summary email. The second email he's already sent. He's going to send that again, so we all have it.
He already did.
Perfect. Check that box off. Thank you. And then we're going to move the meeting to the 12th.
And somebody needs to tell Amanda that.
I'll definitely let Amanda know. Okay.
Okay. Is that it? I could have that. Okay. Let's. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, how's our master calendar looking?
Seems empty. Well, we have definitely in July, we got the LB50 due. That's for the assessment. Budget year, July 1. Then taxes will be next month's big ticket items.
Perfect. Really good, Chase. Thank you.
I guess kind of for Jeff Condit, you said you're going to track at the end of June or end of July. Is the end of June or end of July as a session?
It's right when the session ends, there's always a publication of the list of bills passed and what sections of the ORS they amend. And so typically I do, just because we represent a lot of different public clients and sometimes we do flash reports on important changes. So I'm semi keeping track during the session about anything significant going on, but of course I don't review everything. So when that comes out, then I typically look to see, the major provisions of the ORS that I regularly detail, deal with, public contracting law, public records, public meetings. I check to see if there have been any changes and what sections have changed. So, and that really is dependent on when the session actually ends and when that final analysis is prepared. But I'll take it. I should be able to have at least a preliminary report in July. So I'll shoot for that. And if that changes, I'll let you know.
But that'll definitely be well ahead of our September review of the bylaws if there has to be some sort of a legal update by statute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Any further comment before we adjourn?
I had a question, if you don't mind.
Shoot. I don't see you on my screen. Who's speaking?
This is Bob Salisbury. I'm newly assigned from the Port of Columbia County, so I am taking over for Amy Bynum.
Oh,
and appearing at these meetings. Hello. I had in my calendar that your annual meeting was on Tuesday, June 27th. Is that still occurring, or did I just calendar that wrong? Or
that would have been last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, yep. Our well, go ahead, Chase. Our meeting's in February, right?
February. Yeah. So it was a one-off. June 27th was the first time we could re-meet after COVID. But normally it's in February, like usually third week of February. Hold on, let me look here.
Annual Our bylaws meeting. Actually state that it needs to be in February.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, I'm glad I asked. Thank you.
Yeah. We're glad you asked too. And thanks for being a part of our meeting.
Yes. Happy to be here.
All right, guys. Well, I don't think I have anything left on my list. Again, Chase and Janelle, thanks for all the hard work on the back end. This was painless for us because of all your hard work. So good job on the budget and the reports. And we will we'll see everybody on the 12th.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Quit recording.